Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have an exciting show for you all tonight. And this show here, you still have time. I'm going to encourage you, text someone, tell them to call this show tonight because they don't want to miss out on this show. They really don't want to miss out on it. It's going to be very thought-provoking and very filled. And so we're going to have a number of our co-hosts who will be joining us this evening, and we are certainly looking forward to their commentary. So let's get ready to get this thing started. Let's go ahead and all the way from Florida, we're going to go ahead and welcome Lady C. Lady C, it's a pleasure to have you on tonight's broadcast. Welcome.
It is truly a pleasure to be here. I hope everyone has had a wonderful week, and I am so ready for tonight's show.
All right. We're so happy to have you here with us. I think we may have Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Good evening. It's a blessed day. I am excited to hear what the show is about today, and I'm ready to get started.
All right. Thank you so very much. And, of course, we're going to go also to continue with our peach. And we're going to bring in Miss A. Welcome broadcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here also, and I can't wait to hear what everybody has to say tonight. And once again, we're here, and I quote with Dr. Walker, not just telling stories, but he'll be changing lives.
All right. We certainly hope that, and we thank you for that. Tonight's topic is you still have someone to go out and text, let them know about this show. We've got a lot of great shows planned for you, and we want to say happy anniversary to the staff and volunteers and the co-hosts. This is 13 years. This month marks 13 years that we have been on the show. And I just want you to know, let me just give you a little background. 13 years ago in the month of May, the Lord put in my spirit to have a radio show based on my skills and training. And I was wondering, what could that be? And he gave me the directive on relationships, deal with relationships, because relationships, just like law, encompasses every area of our lives. So I said, well, God, order my steps. He did that. So I had interviewed about four or five people, and then a young lady that could barely speak English came all the way. I was living in Miami at the time, and she came all the way from Boca Raton. She caught several buses. She saw the ad in the paper. She caught several buses. And at almost the close of my interview session for the evening, I had about three more interviews. And her name, before I give you her name, she came, and her companion had accompanied her, but she left him because she was trying to get there before the close of the interview. And lo and behold, when I told her, she came, and she's like, well, my name, and I speak a little bit of Spanish. So she said, I've come here for the job. And she was between Spanish and English, the little Spanish English that she could speak. And I say, well, I'm kind of closed for the day. She said, you don't understand. God sent me here. She's telling me this in Spanish and English for you for this job. And I said, what is your name? She said, my name is Grace. My name is Grace, and she's telling me in Spanish. And I say, wow, wow, well, if God sent grace to me, then maybe that's the person I'm supposed to have. As a matter of fact, she was the first co-host that I had. I hired her on the spot, and she was the first co-host that I had. And let me tell you, Grace and I had a lot of fun developing, producing, putting this show together 13 years ago. And I haven't spoken to Grace in a while. She's moved on to some bigger and better things for her life. And I still have her number. I spoke to her about a year and a half ago, and Grace was doing quite well, and she was very happy to know that I was still on the air. So my shout-out to Grace, to God, first and foremost, for sending Grace my way. And let me tell you something. You meet up with somebody named Grace, they can't be all bad. All right, so tonight's topic is tips for improving a boring marriage or relationship. And you know what? I'm learning that statistics show that so many people are living in dull, boring marriages and relationships, and for some reason, they have gotten used to it, and they're sticking around. Just before I go to the story tonight, Lady C, I want to bring you in here and ask you, why do you think people stay in a boring marriage or relationship?
Some for convenience, like financial reasons, kids, you know, convenience. Some because they truly love the person.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. Ms. J, why do you think some people stay in a boring relationship or marriage?
In a relationship because they don't know no better. That's a relationship where you get out of that. A marriage, you know, because they probably so in love till they want it to work, and they just don't know how to do it. And they probably trying, but, you know, they just want it to work, and I guess they used to be a continuous trying because they want it to work.
Wow. And, you know, that's a very good point. Ricky to the Rescue, we want to bring you in here. Ricky to the Rescue, why don't you go ahead and give your credential and your commercial at this time, and then we'll ask you that same question. Ricky to the Rescue, maybe you're on mute. We're not hearing you. All right, if so, we'll come back to him momentarily.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay,
can
go ahead. Yes, we can.
Yes,
loud
sir.
And clear now.
Good evening, everyone. Again, I am Ricky to the Rescue, founder of A Path to Greatness, LLC, where we provide services that include life coaching, relationship coaching, anger management, mediation services. And looking at this situation, I kind of just want to just dive right into it. I think a lot of people function in relationships, and they don't mature into a relationship. So to mature in a relationship, you have to move developmentally. So if you think about as a child, right, you move from progression, from playing with toys, and then you become a teenager, then you progress, and then you become an adult. A lot of the time, people just function in relationships, and they never develop through a relationship, so therefore it becomes boring.
All right, that's a very good point, a very good point. So Ricky to the Rescue, if they want to get in touch with you for your services, how do they do that, your email and your website and your phone number?
Yes, if you need to get in contact with me, my telephone number directly is 404-968-9940. Again, that number is 404-968-9940. You can also visit the website. It's togreatness.com, the number 2. greatness.com.
All right, and we're going to ask Ms. Jay, we'll bring you in at this time to give our disclaimer, our weekly disclaimer for all of those who are listening to tonight's broadcast.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the program tonight.
All right, thank you so much for that, Miss Day. And we're getting ready. We got a lot to cover with you all tonight, and already a quarter of the hour has gone by. Let's go ahead and bring in Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always great to have you.
Good evening, and happy, fantastic Thursday. Glad to be a part of the show. And Cinco, 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 let's go.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. Thank you so very much for that. And to all of our friends that celebrate Cinco de Mayo, Vaya con Dios. That means go with God. We certainly do appreciate all of you all joining us tonight. We're going to take a commercial break shortly, momentarily, with Ms. Marjorie Cross. We'll be bringing her in momentarily, so we're going to ask you to stand by. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, tips for improving a boring marriage or relationship. Benny from the Block, I want to just ask you quickly here, in your opinion, we've asked other co-hosts, in your opinion, why do people stay in a boring or do a boring relationship other than for convenience? You know, I say they get used to it.
Well, most people spend their life looking for something, and when they find that something, they just want to hold on to it. It's like, you know, you can hold a marriage, too. You know how people hold on to things forever in their lives, from their children, their great-grandparents, their great. You can hold a marriage. You could find something, one thing that was good 20 years ago, and just hold on to that and just let everything else just kind of go to hell, pretty much. But people do hoard marriages. They just, at least he wants me, or at least he married me, or at least. We give all kinds of excuses to why things are and why we stay in situations. So my understanding is two things. One, we just have a fear of not wanting more out of it. And two, we just stay as hoarders. We hoard into relationships.
All right. So we're going to ask you to stand by. We thank you for sharing that. And, again, let's go ahead and take this commercial break, and then we'll get right to tonight's story. All right, we're going to bring in Marjorie Cross, one of our sponsors, and we certainly thank her for her commentary, Ms. Cross. Ms. Cross, we're waiting to
good
bring
evening,
you in.
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening, all your co-hosts. My name is Marjorie Ann Cross, and I'm a health and wellness consultant, and I'm also a nurse, and I'm a consultant with one of the greatest company in the world, Isagenics. We have a lot of products that may, over 150 products, and we have a lot of products that may be able to help you with any health conditions. And you could reach me at 786-319-7223, 786-319-7223, or you could visit the website at www.sisterlove.isagenix.com, or you could visit betteryourself.info. Thank you, Dr. Walker, and thank you all. God bless you all. Thank you.
Okay, just before you go, Marjorie Cross, I want to ask you this question, and that is, why do you people stay in a boring marriage or a relationship?
Yes, as someone said before, a lot of times they stay in there because of financial reasons, you know, like two incomes, you know, like better than one. And also because of the children, a lot of them say, you know, they want to be there for the children. And other reasons, you know, like maybe companionship, you know, just someone to talk to, or someone to be with, or someone to go out with, things like that.
All right, so even if it's boring. All right, so we're going to ask you, Ms. Cross, would you find yourself staying in a boring marriage or a boring relationship? I can't do that. And of course, we respect everybody's opinions. Certainly, we're not telling people to go out and rush and get a divorce. You know, I can't do boring. It's almost like it's...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right, Ms. Cross. Could you find yourself being in a boring marriage or a relationship?
No, it's hard. I would do it for a while, and then after a while, maybe I just have to let go. It depends. If it doesn't get better after a while, then I don't think I could stay in there.
All right, we're going to answer.
I'll give the person a chance.
All right, we're gonna go to the story right now, you all. We're already a quarter of the way through. Tonight's characters are Ina, I-N-A is her name is spelled. And, of course, all the stories are inspired by true events. The names, of course, are always changed to protect the innocent. Ina and Hector, Now, Hector and Ina have been married for 27 years. This is important, you all. They're both in their late 40s. They have two adult children. Now, there's no question that the couple loves each other. The challenge they are facing is that Ina has been noticing a distinct difference in Hector's attitude towards her, which has been going on for the past 8 years. Now, 8 years, this is vital. Overall, Hector is a good husband who provides and takes very good care of his responsibilities at home, as well as being in management on his job. He claims to work extended hours, which often leaves her alone a great deal of time, causing her to be extremely bored in the marriage. Hector has also been doing a great deal of traveling alone, which includes the weekends. Now, this has now become quite disturbing to Ina because their kids are grown and she lives in a different state, and Ina does not have close family or friends nearby. Now, Ina is a very attractive woman and loves being with her husband. She feels now that she is living in a boring marriage with a man who does not make an effort to cooperate with her in making it any better. Now, recently, Hector headed out late for work and mistakenly left his cell phone. You know what's about to come, you all. Even though it was on vibrate, Ina saw his cell phone because of the constant text messages that were appearing on his phone, coupled with several missed calls from seemingly the same number. Now, as the same number continued to call, she decided to answer it without saying anything. The party on the other end said, "Hi, sweetie. I was worried about you since I did not get my daily early morning call. Are you okay?" Ina responded by saying, "Who is this?" The other party hung up the phone after using a profane expletive, okay? So, you know what that's about. As Ina launched her own investigation, she discovered that her husband had been living a double life for 8 years with a woman who had two children from him, which now accounted for the boring marriage. She is devastated and wondering how could a man who claims to love her cause such pain to her. As she contemplates leaving him, Hector turns it on her and acts like he's the victim and shows little remorse for his behavior. The question is tonight, Lady C, we're going to begin with you. The question is tonight, why do you think Ina took so long to realize that something else may have been going on in her marriage to cause this very boredom? Lady C, why did it take her so long?
Well, for one, she trusted her husband, and she believed in her husband and everything that he told her. You know, I mean, that is totally normal because a lot of people, when their husbands travel a lot and, you know, they're away from their family, they tend to trust in the person they're married to. But the problem is she married a true narcissist. I mean, a narcissist, in my opinion, will always reflect their problems onto someone else instead of taking accountability for their actions. So, yes, to me, she trusted her husband. That is why she stayed with him that long before finding out.
Wow. Ms. J, I want to bring you in here. Ms. J, I mean, this is really heavy. And that's some very good points that Lady C brought out, the trust factor. You know, Lady C, I mean, here it is. And even with all of this, knowing that this man, based on her investigation, has two children from another woman that he calls every morning, early morning, for that morning call. On route to work, she's contemplating leaving him. Ms. J, what advice, if any, would you have for Ina?
Well, Ina, you know, she kind of, number one, you got to keep your man. You know, she really forgot about her man to me. You know, she just seemed like she wasn't into the marriage herself. And then, to me, what's her name? Hector probably found Ina boring. And therefore,
wow,
he went out and did it. So she should have been more into her marriage because, okay, he traveled, but the weekends, and even if she worked, I would have been in traveling with him. Some things she should have done, because you can't depend on one the other spouse to make you happy or do things. You got to do it together. And it, to me, it seemed like she basically just gave up on it. She wasn't trying to make things, even though he didn't show none either, you said. But, you know, it seemed like she was dead also. So both of them was dead in the relationship. So both of them should have been trying more. But either, I think she kind of dropped the ball a little bit. I mean,
okay,
that's
so
me.
Ms. Jay, now you're saying it's her fault. Wow, Ms. Jay, that's really deep.
Yeah, because, you know, you got, now did Ida work? I don't know if you said that or not.
No, it's not in the story, but she does work. She did work as well.
Okay, but still, you know, it's on both of y'all to spice it up. And maybe for those, 19 years, it was going good. Maybe it was going good. It sounded like it wasn't. So it sounded like Hector wanted something that he wasn't getting at home, which is sad for him to go out and get it. He should have communicated better with his wife. But that sounds what happened.
So, okay, now, so the advice that you would give her is what? So we ask you, that's the question. What advice, if any, would you give Ina? I mean, even him. He's got two kids out there with another woman.
If, you know, this is a dude, if she still loved him and he still loved her and they both wanted to work, I would advise her to try to work on it. But if he felt like the thrill was gone with you, I don't want to work, then you might be looking at something else. Because I wouldn't hold nothing against these kids, but he would definitely have to give up that other lady. I don't see that happening. So, I don't know, Ida. You might be done lost this in this 27 years.
All right. We're certainly going to ask you. And by Rick to the Rescue, I want to bring you in here. We're going to bring some of the others in. If you want to speak to this issue tonight, please press 1 on your dial. Rick to the Rescue, I want to bring you in here. I mean, of course, we're not blaming the kids at all. But the fact of the matter is, what advice, as a life coach yourself, what advice, if any, would you give Ina? She's coming to you now and saying, listen, he's cheating on me, he's hurt me, I'm just devastated. And she's like, I can't take it. What do I do, counselor? What do you tell her?
Well, what's interesting, in situations like this, what happens a lot of the time is we call people, right? And then we get a lot of opinions and we get a lot of other voices in our head. And so
exactly.
The first thing I would have a conversation with her about is, are you talking to this, you know, with other people, right? Because if she's doing that, we don't know what other people could be saying to her, and we don't know if she's able to really dig deep to see what she wants. And so I think in a situation like this, she's probably already feeling kind of left out and maybe alone, right? And so she may have to just revive herself by going somewhere and kind of removing everything, meditating, praying, and really just focus on what her next steps needs to be. Because it really needs to come from her and not other people, right? And she may not even be at a place to even have the conversation with him because she don't even know how to present it to him. So she really has to dig deep within herself and kind of remove everything and just focus on what her next step is going to be.
All right, we're certainly going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to the phone lines momentarily. Let's go to, we're going to call the first 6 numbers of your number. It didn't come through our database, so we're going to call the first 6 numbers, 352-519. Welcome. Who do we have on the Dr. Just Walk Show this evening?
Hi, I'm Sonika David, and I was recommended by my dear friend Althea to come on the line, so I'm definitely excited to be on here with all of you guys.
Davis, for joining us tonight. Seneca Davis, can you help us shed some light on this here? We got Hector and Ina. I mean, maybe he made a mistake. He got 2 babies from a different woman outside of his marriage. So, Seneca, what would you tell her? His wife, Ina, is contemplating leaving him because she found out. Would you tell her just to forgive him and just embrace the children? And maybe all of them could have a happy relationship together, him with the baby mama. What do you think, Shanika?
I think I would first ask Ida, the first thing is, one, did you have enough time to process that whole situation? Because a lot of times as women, we either going to do two things. We're either going to be like, I don't want to be with him. He cheated. I'm gone. Or the second thing is going to be, okay, I love my man. I'm going to stay with my man. We're going to stick it through. We're going to find a way to work. But you as the individual have not really processed that hurt. Like, how did we get here? Where did I go wrong? Where did you go wrong? Where did we go wrong? Like, how did it get to this point? How am I feeling? Am I feeling like, okay, I did everything I could do, and this was on you. You stepped out. Or am I feeling like, am I feeling insecure? Like, how am I feeling in the moment? A lot of times us as women, we try to fix the situation without first trying to tap into our own vessel. So I would first tell Ida to check in with herself and figure out, like, where am I? Am I at a position where I could be even making a decision about this marriage? Like, do I have any type of clarity? Do I have any type of peace of mind to really check in with myself to say, okay, you're upset, you're angry, you're bitter, you're whatever it is, what emotion am I feeling, instead of trying to jump to, I'm trying to fix and salvage the relationship? Because if she doesn't check it as an individual, she can't check back into the marriage as partners.
Wow, Shanika Davis, we certainly do appreciate your commentary. We're going to ask you to stand by. This is some deep stuff tonight. You know, and I'm hearing, like, mercy and grace from the women. And Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here because, Benny from the block, I'm just not having it. My lady went out there and she done had a baby from somebody else. It's like, goodbye, without even consideration. Benny from the block, am I from a different planet? All right, perhaps Benny from the block is on mute. Let's go in and let me just, you know, Lady C, I'm hearing all of this here, and I'm just thinking to myself, it's like, men don't, they don't deal with that stuff. They're like, okay, you out there, you seeing this guy? Okay, I tell you what, and you got his baby now, and I thought this was my kid. You know, it's like, I'm out. Ladies, I mean, what I'm hearing is like the women are having mercy. It's like, okay, Ida, find you, check yourself, like Shanika said, check yourself and see where you are in this relationship. And it's like, so I don't have a problem with the forgiveness part. Am I supposed to stick with this? Lady C, what we going to do?
Well, I'm going to just tell you what I would do, okay?
All right.
Normally, you know, if there wasn't, first off, I'm checking out. I'm leaving the marriage. Because, for one, you know, I'm always the person who says, no, work it out, work it out. But that's before he cheated and got two kids, you know? He got two kids on me, so that means he have made a decision to want to be with this other woman. He's calling her every morning, seeing how she's doing, checking up on those kids, and I'm pretty much getting nothing on the other end. So when he made the decision not to only have one child but to have two children, he made the decision to actually want to be with her. So I would check out. I would check out of that marriage. There's no way.
Okay. Ms. J, I want to bring you in here. Sometimes you all are not men, and I'm going to bring Ricky to the rescue in here also. You all are not men, so sometimes we're led down the path by the woman. And it's like, he might not have meant to have the first one, but she's like, she wanted a baby, and it's like, oh, my goodness. When she told her she was pregnant, she was like, I can't, you know, girl, what you doing? We're going to blame you all. And then now it's the second one. It's like, we're led by the women. Listen, listen, if Adam can eat that fruit from Eve, God help me here. I don't mean to get in trouble with you, God. Miss J, come on, let's bring you in here because I'm not about to.
You know what? Y'all got to do some exercise. Learn how to use that head that God gave you on top of that neck. You know, that's y'all got to do some exercises. But I know the man would be gone right away. He found out the woman had these two babies and all this. But I'm listening to everybody because, I ain't pissed off, but I'm listening to everybody say, well, she needs to process. Well, it's my opinion, y'all. She needs to, I know she needs some time for herself, but process time. How long do I sit back and see what I want to do? How long do I stay away from my husband? How long do I be without him? Or how long do I wait before I make a decision? Yeah, I'm going to sit back for a minute, but I'm going to analyze all this stuff. And ain't no wait, no 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, 6 months before I make a decision. It's going to be made within a matter of weeks, whether I'm leaving him or whatever. So I was listening to this thing talking about the process of waiting, you know, make a decision, get to know yourself. And I ain't got to do all that. I know me.
Okay.
You know, and if I feel that I want this man, I want to stay with him, you know, I'm going to see, do he want the same, and we'll work on that. If he don't want the same, I'm gone. Then I'm
okay,
gone.
So now, Ms. J, here's the thing. Telling you, you've confronted him now, and he's telling you, baby, you know, it was a mistake. I'm so sorry. It's, come on now, really? But he's telling
having
you, I'm sorry.
Not
okay.
A mistake. But
trying to
if
tell
he,
him.
I know, but if... I don't know. It depends. Sometimes y'all, like I say, y'all need to do exercise because you're going to have to move that head on the top and stop at the bottom. Maybe she wasn't pleasing him sexually or whatever. And, you know, so that's the kind of stuff they got to find out. But it ain't no be all day and tomorrow and yesterday before I make a decision because they ain't going to keep living being unhappy.
Ms. J, you really think that I'm going to stop calling that woman? Now I've apologized to you. And that woman,
no.
She's... You heard what she said when she called and Ina answered the phone. Hi, sweetie. She said, hi, sweetie. So the relationship is going good. She says, hi, sweetie. She didn't just say, hey,
I'm
going
to give you the opportunity, Dr. Walker. I'm going to give you the opportunity to see whether you can do it. I'll say, if you don't, I'm gone. Like I said, it won't be
but
all
how will you know?
Before I make
Ms.
up a
if I tell you,
no,
hey,
no
baby, I'm not going
to
be calling her.
Huh? I'm going to talk to you, and if you lying to me, and I probably will recognize that because you ain't been talking to me no way. So like Lady C said, it sounds like this is a done deal, really. But, you know, I feel sorry for Anna. I mean, but she needs to watch herself in her next relationship. Make sure she's paying attention to her man.
All right. But, yeah, you sounded a little different from the way you sounded initially. You sounded like, you know, like you, it's a done deal, kind of like. But initially, you were like, I don't know. So, Ms.
No,
Jay, what made
I was saying, that you know, if it could be worked out, I would try to see could it be worked out. And like I said, it won't take no month or two. I know from conversation with him, and what's going on, and I'll make it.
So,
Ms. Jay,
if I'm telling you, that listen, darling, I'm not going to be calling this woman anymore, except to check on the kids now. That's a justification to call that woman. Ms. J, come on, really? And it's
I'm
like,
gonna give
she's
you
like,
benefit
she's like,
of the doubt starting off because you can't say I didn't listen to what you had to say. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. But like
right.
I said before, Anna dropped the ball by not hanging with him and doing more things with him. I do believe that.
Okay. But, all right. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. J. We're going to go to North Carolina here now. We got a number of calls that are coming into the studio. Ricky the Rescue, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to, looks like they pressed one on there, Dad. You want to speak? Press one. We're going to go to North Carolina. Looks like we're just called the first six numbers, 980, and we're going to go to 245. Who do we have with us, and welcome to tonight's broadcast?
Ooh, honey, this is Vernell.
Vernell,
honey,
thank you for joining us, Vernell.
First
Vernell.
Person made any sense on this darn line.
Huh?
She's the first person made any sense. I say she's the first person made any sense on this line. Who in the world gonna stay with a man that had more than one baby from a woman that ain't his wife? I'm his wife. Why are you going out? That sounds like a bulldog. Once he get a taste of your blood, he gonna keep going back. You have to let him go.
Wow, Vernell.
I wouldn't stay with him. I would walk away from him.
But, Vernell, what if you love this man? Like, that's the love of your life. You know how deep
honey,
love is,
Vernell? What's love got to do with it when he, done broke your heart?
But he might have made a mistake, Vernell. I mean, people make mistakes sometimes 4 or 5 times. That's why they have erasers. Vernell, help us.
You're right. You absolutely right. He the mistake. But I tell you what. He can make all the mistakes he wants, but I would be gone. Because, yeah, I want to be with somebody that loves me and not sneaking out to every woman that's out there. He can mess around and bring me some type of disease. Messing with these women. And then got children. Now he got to take my money and pay child support, and he got to pay whatever else support that he got to give them. Oh, no, I'll be gone.
Wow, Vernell. Wow, what's love got to do with it? Vernell, we're going to ask you to stand by because we got a live one here tonight. Let's go to the phone lines once again, you all. We're going to call the first six numbers here. We're going to go to 321-297. Welcome to you're on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have?
This is Tia.
Tia, thank you for joining us, Tia. We're so happy to have you. Tia, what are your thoughts here? I mean, it's like, why can't everybody just get along? There's nothing greater than love. There is actually nothing greater than love. When you love somebody, how do you just walk away from them like Vernell said? I mean, okay, the man had two kids out there with another woman. He probably couldn't help himself. What do you say?
Well, sometimes. I mean, I would say it depends on the situation. So he walked around, snuck around, had two children with other people. Was it the same woman or two different women?
Well, it's the same woman. It wasn't his wife. His wife, their kids are grown. And now he met this other woman and, you know, he got two new babies, you know.
Well, the way I look at it is it depends. It depends. I got to hear the context before I can make a determination on whether she should walk away or stay. But love bears all things, in my opinion. And so I just feel like if God is love, maybe that's your test. Maybe that is your ministry. And so he wants to see how you love through the pain. Maybe.
That's a beautiful point. Tia, we're going to ask you to stand by. Tia, that's a beautiful point. Rick the Rescue, we're going to bring you in here because that's just a test I would fail. If God put that test, God, I'm sorry already. You know, but if she came to me and was like, this is another man's baby, I done failed that test. Rick the Rescue, help me here. Why is there such a difference between men and women that men can't handle it like a woman would consider handling it?
Yes, and I think it's more dealing so because the men deal with more so the ego. And when you're dealing with the ego, you are dealing with something that is highly volatile. And when that may be one of the situations where a man is clearly going to be emotionally not even thinking about what he's doing a lot of the times because that's where it's driven from. You know, to have this whole conversation about, you know, what should be done, what I've come to realize is there's always more to the story, right? And so when I say there's always more to the story, we don't know what led us to the point that we actually got to in this situation. But what we do know is there's a cause and an effect to every situation. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important for you as an individual, no matter what situation you're in, to process what happened. Because guess what? You can physically walk away from something, but from an emotional and mental standpoint, there's still parts of you remaining. And if you don't process that, you will never be able to resolve it. So it's easy to just jump up and say, hey, I'm going to go to the next person. I'm going to go to the next situation. But guess what? You are carrying that baggage with you either consciously or subconsciously, whether you realize it or not.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what people don't realize until after the fact. They don't realize that because they haven't. And I like what you and Shanika both are saying, that you got to process this thing. And it's not that easy to just walk away. We're going to ask you all to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. You can certainly have someone else text them, tell them they don't want to miss this show. And, of course, this show is aired 20 minutes after we complete the broadcast. Simply go to drjessewalker.com. Click on the show, and it will give you instructions on how you can hear the show in its entirety. If you want to speak to the issue tonight, please press 1 on your dial, and we'll be right back with you all. Let's go now. We're going to bring in Suzanne. Suzanne, we're going to bring you into the show tonight. And, I mean, Suzanne, would you give him a second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, seventh chance, Suzanne? The man, you know, he loves you, and he promised to be better.
Absolutely not. And I'm speaking from self-experience. I was married to someone, and he was living a double life. He was making a family with me and another woman at the same time. He was supposed to have been working two jobs, so he was away from home a lot. Yes, he did provide. He brought the money home. But I always got an excuse. The car broke down on the corner. I mean, we only a block away. Why is it always breaking down at the corner? Well, one day his best friend and best man decided to tell me that something was going on in that building. He didn't appreciate what his friend was doing to me. So I did my own research. And when I found out true, I said, you know what? She can keep you. I don't need you anymore. I'll be fine by myself, me and my kids.
Well,
no more.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Suzanne.
No, I was saying no chances. And we were legally married.
So, Suzanne, but let me ask you this, and I don't mean any disrespect when I say this, but could it have been possible that he worked in that building down on the corner and it just happened and he don't know how it happened? And maybe he didn't mean for it to happen, but it happened.
No, because what he did or the type of work he was doing had nothing to do with that building. And we both, the girl and I both, had kids the same age. So I was carrying one, and so was she at the same time.
Wow. I'm sorry that that happened to you, Suzanne. We're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Wow, this is a deep one here tonight. We've got a lot of comments that have come into the studio. Benny from the Block, we want to bring you in and ask you, Benny from the Block, just, I mean, why is it so messed up out here? Why can't people just forgive and just rekindle the relationship and have a happy ending?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of selfishness going on. I mean, if you're going to marry someone, then marry that person. You're going to make a determination to be with that person for life or whatever you deem necessary time, then just be with that person. You don't have to. If you don't want that person, then let them know, hey, look, you know, it's not working out. This is a situation. But now you're dealing with a whole bunch of people. You don't want a whole bunch of people into a situation that have no business being in that situation. You got another woman. You got other children. You got your children. You got the emotions, the feelings, and quite frankly, I mean, I just cannot, how can we always say we want the best for our lives, but yet we mess up everybody else's lives? You're messing up people's lives, and there's nothing good, there's nothing honorable about that. If you don't want me, I don't want you either. End of conversation. It's not a difficult thing to decide. We're grown adult people. We can make our own adult decisions. Nobody says you have to stay with anybody forever. Nobody says that you have to stay connected to anybody forever. But at least have the decency and the respect to say, hey, look, I'm in a different place now, and I want to figure out how we can make a transition to move on with our lives because this is not working anymore. That's just honorable. It's not necessarily good, but at least honorable. At least have a good separation or split where things can stay amicable.
Wow, well, we're going to ask you to stand by. We've got a number of comments that are coming to the studio, and we're going to be going forward with some of those comments that have also come into the studio. And just before we do that, I want to go here now and bring Shanika Davis back in. Shanika, I want to bring you back in. And, I mean, it's like, you know, when we talk about tips for improving a boring marriage or relationship, isn't it likely that in a marriage or relationship, after you've been there for a period of time, that you can expect it to be boring because you've gotten used to the person. The novelty may have worn off. Your thoughts on that, Shanika Davis?
Yes, I definitely think that after a while, you get used to a pattern, you adapt to each other, and it can get pretty robotic, but at the same time, you have to do your due diligence to spice up the relationship. I'm not sure which young lady said it before, but one of the other ladies said, like, you have to, like, put the effort in to spice up your relationship. You got to keep it together. Like, you got to work out. Like, you both need to push each other to work out and stay fit, because at the end of the day, it is till death do you part, or for better or worse, and why not for better? Like, I'd rather live for the better. Like, why not us spice it up and live healthy and exercise together and try to motivate each other? As, of course, it's going to get dull at moments, but it's our job to push each other
it takes so much energy to step out of a relationship and cheat. And I get it. I get it. Because we, some of us, I can't say we've all been there. Some of us have been there, and I have experienced, you know, feeling duller in a relationship and, you know, seeking the attention and validation of another male and entertaining, you know, not so appropriate behavior. It happens. But in a marriage, I feel like you're making the commitment and you're making the covenant under God to say, I'm going to put effort in like 24/7, 7 days a week. So I guess that's my response to it.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Shanika Davis is going to ask you to stand by. Tia, I want to bring you in here, and then we got some comments. We got to take these comments. They're threatening me. The producers are threatening me. I got to get to these comments. But before we do, Tia, I want to bring you in here. And I heard what Shanika has just said. You know, we made these we took these vows before God. And, I mean, it's like, and God, I don't want to get in trouble with you, but I'm just having this show right here, and I'm throwing this in. And so, Tia, what? It's like God says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And people don't even be keeping the commandments. So now we're talking about the vows, and we don't even keep the commandments to, that God told us to, if we love him, keep them. And then now, how do you expect people, I mean, not you, God, but I'm saying, I'm asking the question, how are we going to keep our commitment to each other from these vows when we don't even do what God told us to do? Tia, what do you say about that?
Well, it sounds to me like in this relationship, God was not even put first to begin with. And if you're keeping God first, you wouldn't even be thinking about entertaining no other inappropriate conversations or engagements or entanglements, in a, for a lack of better words. But one of the, you had asked a question earlier in reference to why can't we forgive and why can't we all get along. And what I want to say to that is my Bible tells me that we forgive 70 times 7 in a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for anybody. And so my thing is this. I don't have a problem with forgiving 70 times 7 in a day. You can wrong me a million times over, and I am commanded to forgive and love, right? If I want to please my Father in heaven and if I want him to forgive me. And
so,
because I love him, I'm going to do what he requires of me to do. That does not necessarily mean, though, that I have to stay in a relationship that I am being mistreated and mishandled, because God loves me so much and he created me in his image and he said that I am beautiful. So why would I allow someone to taint that?
That's beautiful, Tia. I love what you're saying. That is absolutely beautiful. So, Tia, the bottom line is, would you, if Hector was, you know, you were dealing with Hector and you discovered that he got another family out there, a double life, Tia, the bottom line is, I know you're going to forgive him, but it's like, you going to stay with him?
I can forgive him. It doesn't mean I have to stay. It depends on the situation. I'm gonna leave it at that, because you never know what the test was. And honestly, quite frankly, you could get out of that relationship, and if you still haven't mastered the assignment that God gave to you, you're going to continue to repeat it. He's going to keep testing you just to see.
That's a brilliant point. We're going to actually stand by. We got to get to some of the comments that are coming in. Lady C, we want to give you this first comment. Let's see here. Let's pull that screen up. All right, this party says, you know, tips to improve a boring marriage or relationship. This female writes in, she says, the only thing I can see about tonight's topic is, if you are in a boring marriage or relationship and there seems to be no improvement, then you need to reevaluate your relationship in your best interest. That's my take. Lady C, I mean, that sounds like sound advice.
I agree. If it's too boring, you do need to reevaluate and at least try again before giving up. But if children, if the person you're with cheating on you and they're out there having babies on you, then clearly that's not the marriage for you. You got to get out of it, in my opinion. I'm gonna leave. That's no point in me staying after you're out here making babies on me.
Wow. What about if it was only one baby? I mean, you know, can you look at that as maybe he made a mistake?
say we was having problems and we separated and he was out here, you know, being intimate with other women and the baby come along, and I would be able to accept the baby. But if you're out here cheating on me and a baby come along, it'd be hard for me to accept that baby. Only because why? I have to be a part of the baby's life, and I know this is selfish, but I have to be a part of that baby's life, and it'd be hard for me to accept that child like that, you know, looking at that baby, knowing that baby is a part of him.
Okay. All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Ricky the Rescue, we're going to have you close us out tonight in about 8 minutes. We'll come to you momentarily. If you don't mind, we'll ask you to close out on tips for improving a boring marriage or relationship. So let's go here now. Missy, I want to bring you in here and give you this error. This male writes in, he says, after multiple prayer and counseling, I'm happy to report that my wife and I did a do-over. He says, we did a do-over to kick off a better marriage, and it's been working for the past 5 years of our 15-year marriage after we had infidelity in the relationship. Oh, Miss J, what do you say? They did a do-over, and it's been working.
Hey, bravo. I'm going to give them a clap, 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 and I hope it continues. It may. It may. You know, like it depends on the situation why they, you know, broke up in the first place. So if they can get counseling and it works out for them, that's wonderful. Because I love to see marriages work. So that's wonderful.
Absolutely. Miss Marjorie Cross, we're going to bring you in here with this next one here. Marjorie Cross, you might be on mute. This next one, she writes in, I think the best way to improve a boring relationship to have a series of talks about how the both of you can improve the relationship. After all, it's not just one person in the relationship. What do you think about that, Marjorie Cross? She says, have a talk about it. Improve it yourself.
I think that's a good idea, Dr. Walker. Just talk about it with each other. Or communication is that number one. And also get some counseling also, because I think that would help also. Talk about it and have the same counseling. And just one other thing before you hang up, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms and happy 13th anniversary also, Dr. Walker.
Thank you very much for that. Happy anniversary and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We have a special show that we dedicated to them this Friday night. We're going to mention that and Saturday morning. So thank you for that reminder, Ms. Craw. All right, let me go here now. Let's bring in Suzanne. We're going to try to bring in Suzanne and ask her, Suzanne, just give me your quick second thought on, you know, Ina and Hector trying to work it out, when he got two babies over there. I mean, Suzanne, you said you would just leave because it happened to you, and we're sorry that that happened to you, Suzanne. We really are. But what if Hector wanted to work it out?
Well, he may want to work it out, but he's got two women he's got to work it out with. And I don't believe in sharing, not my partner. So he has to deal with the lady and the other kids. Me and my kids will be fine.
Wow. Wow. I ask you to stand by. Wow, this is a very deep one, you all, tonight. Tips on improving a boring relationship. We're going to go with this next comment. We're going to bring this one in. And we're going to touch on Benny from the block. We're going to bring you in on this one here. This is a very deep comment, but nevertheless, it's something that needs to be addressed. Benny from the block, are you there? Or perhaps we've lost Benny from the block temporarily. Let's go in. Ricky to the rescue, before you close us out, you got about 4 minutes before you close out. Let's bring you in with this next comment here. This comment this party writes in, he says, my opinion, tips for the improvement of the relationship, if the person really wants to be with you, he or she will do whatever it takes within reason to bring compromise to the relationship. Ricky to Rescue, how true is that in your opinion?
Well, I think that's very true if a person know what they want. But on the flip side of it, if a person is going back and forth, do they truly know what they want to begin with? And so I think that's the bigger question, because if that's not discovered, it's going to be a bigger problem.
Okay, certainly. We're going to ask you to stand by. Lady C, let me bring you in here. We're almost about to wrap it up before Rick the Rescue closes us out in about 3 minutes. Lady C, with this comment here, this female, she says, my advice to Ina is If it appears boring in the beginning and you see it, run far and run fast. This especially applies to if you are in an active if you are an active person because you can't change anyone else. How true is that, Lady C? Run far and run fast, she says, if that's in the initial stages.
I agree. Whenever you are dating someone and you do see something that you really don't want, you don't want in your future, run away. It's your choice. It's based on your habits. But if you're in a deep connection with that person, I won't just up and leave like that.
Okay.
But I agree.
All right. We're going to touch base with a number of you all before Rick's the Rescue brings out. We got about 2.5 minutes before I give him the final comment, and then he'll close us out based on that one and tonight's topic. So here we go. Let me begin with just bringing a few of you all in. Just 10 seconds left. Miss Jay, let me start with you. Give, you know, a final tip on improving a boring relationship. Just something. What would you say?
What you need to do is try to fall back in love again with the person you did. Remember the memories and just try to fall in love and be in a relationship like you used to be with them and be spontaneous with it.
Okay. Benny from the block, 5 seconds or less. Give one tip on improving a boring marriage or relationship. One tip. All right, perhaps we've lost Benny from the block. Suzanne, give one tip. One tip, Suzanne. One tip.
One tip. Yeah. Love each other the same way you did when you first got involved.
Okay. All right. Tia, let's bring you in here. One tip, Tia. One tip.
I would say one tip is to remember your why.
Okay, I like that. Wow,
and
that is brilliant.
And thank you for inviting me.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Yes, yes. And in fact, we have some giveaways now. The party, the person that brings in three or more, they will get during the course of a month, they will get a gift card that comes from our show. So keep inviting someone. If you get up to one that gets the most over 5 in the course of a month and they participate on the program, then they will get a gift card. We have a monthly gift card that we give away. So she needs about 3 more people. And then if others bring more people to the show and they participate and stay with us throughout the show, that person will receive a monthly gift card. Almost out of time. Shanika, I want to bring you in here. One tip for improving a boring or marriage or relationship. One tip.
I would say, and I'm not trying to sound holier than thou, but I would say fall back in love with God again, because a lot of times God reveals our true selves, and within that we can change ourselves as individuals so we could come together as partners.
All right, that's absolutely beautiful. I want to thank all of you all. We're going to go to Ricky to the Rescue to close us out with this final comment, and then he can give his spiel on it, his spin on it, rather. This male, he says, I've heard over the airwaves with your show that people should engage in a relationship maintenance. Oh, he's talking about, program that Dr. Walker provides a service for. I have used his services and find that they really do work. I have also read his book and highly recommend, especially if you are dating. Rick to the Rescue, relationship maintenance. That's where, it's a program that I have where I put couples, if they're dating or married, that they check in every so often, because just like we need to eat, we need spiritual food, we need physical food, we need gas, we need fuel for vehicles. Our bodies need a checkup. That's the relationship maintenance. Your thought on that, and then close it out with tips on improving a boring marriage or relationship.
Well, Dr. Walker, you just took my clothes out, so now I have to switch gears for a moment. What
so
I would like
reiterate.
To do is...
Iterate.
Oh,
that's fine.
Okay.
We're both therapists, so I know where you're coming from. Go ahead.
Okay. What I would like to do is, though, I want to share some real-life scenarios to bring this home, because I think when we're talking about families and when we're talking about when children are involved, there's more than one person that's impacted by decisions. And I've seen a lot of cases where people abruptly leave a marriage, and the children involved, they may try to commit suicide, they do self-harm, they start to act up, and they never return back to a place to where they were. And so I think that's important to understand when we're having this conversation, And to bring it back to the actual part of being in a, if you're bored in a relationship, I wanted to mention another actual real life scenario in which I was working with a couple, and we've had several sessions, and come to find out there was a party in the couple that no longer believed in God, right? And so to get to that point, to never even have a conversation to check in to see where we're at spiritually, or, if, well, you know, if you're religious, whatever religion you believe in, if you don't get to that point where you're checking in, and it has to really be frequent check-ins, you don't really know what place you are at in your relationship if you and the other person are moving in different directions based upon goals changing, right? And so you may have a goal, you know, to lose weight as an example. Okay, you lose weight. What's the next goal? Like, it's an ongoing thing. So relationships work in a very similar way. It changes. It goes through things. But if you're not aligned as one, you're going to slowly drift away from each other, and that's what happens in a lot of the situations.
All right. Listen, that is really, really deep. On that note, we are clearly, clearly out of time, you all. We want to thank all of you all for joining us tonight. It's been a fulfilling program tonight, you all. I want to thank you all for taking time out. We're going to ask you to join us here tomorrow night for our spiritual show tomorrow night. Tonight's show is going to be so deep, you do not want to miss tomorrow night's show. We're going to get into the spiritual aspect of tomorrow night's show, and I want to be able to tell you all that if you were going to miss a program, you probably should have missed tonight, but you don't want to miss tomorrow night's program because we're going to be dealing with the spiritual aspect coming from God, and I want to be able to give you all the topic for tomorrow night's topic, and they're pulling it up on the screen now. It's slightly delayed, but what I want to do be able to tell you all is, listen, well, you know what, they can't get it at the screen right now, but please join us here tomorrow night. Join us here tomorrow night when we've got a show that you will not, call somebody, you want to tell them, call somebody, give me just a moment, we're going to, they're looking for that, the show topic for tomorrow night, because they want you all to have it. All right, okay, Ms. J, do you have it on your... Now, here it is. Here it is. We have it now. Okay, thank you all for pulling that up. Should going to church help improve our lives? Tomorrow night's topic is, should going to church help improve our lives? It really should, you all. But listen, join us here tomorrow night when we're going to be talking about this topic tomorrow night very deeply. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us here Saturday morning, 6:30 to 8:30, for a very powerful spiritual show. I believe this week is our Miracle Prayer Day, and it's going to be talking about the Bible Says. We got a keynote speaker. This is her first time ever being invited to speak, but she has a powerful message for you about faith based on what the Bible says. So listen, we're clearly out of time. I want to say to my listening audience all around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Wilson. Good night.
Good night. What a wonderful show.
And thank you, Ricky, for the rescue. Great closing. God bless you all. Have a good night. Bye. Great show.